Welcome to another Lounge Car session here at CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. I'm your host, Megan Brady, and I'd like to thank one of our sponsors, which is City West. They are your local alternative for telephone, fiber internet, and cable television needs. So thank you to them for supporting the Lounge Car sessions. And today we have a guest who is on tour currently, and this is Ian Scorsha, a nomadic musician from Patagonia. 10 years of touring from Canada to Argentina has led him to become a troubadour with a personal sound. Nourished from Latin rhythms and folk feels, Ian sings in Spanish, engages with storytelling. He takes us on a journey through the bridges he's built along America. He has recently arrived from Argentina, where he finished the recordings for a new album. His first LP, Lila, can be found on all platforms. Please welcome Ian Scorsha.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Megan. I'm going to pass through some music from Lila and from the new album that is about to come out. We're going to talk after this one. Lila, as the next song that is coming after, they are part of Lila album. Lila is an album that I kind of wrote a lot of years ago, and then I passed through some experience that helped me understand what it was that album about. and was able to finish the songs. So I've been like kind of changing what I say about those songs. This one today, Hoy, is about presence. So thanks everybody for being here today. I'm gonna move to a little more intense feel now. Also a song from Lila, but this is an idea that I used to have about coming back, and now I just don't even believe in coming back, so with us. Thank you. you. With us, all my music has something about the experience, about being traveling, about like understanding something or passing through experience. This first group was pretty trippy to understand that it was kind of like knowing or was generating something because I was singing about. And that is something that a lot of musicians, songwriters says, that you, before or after, you're gonna pass through what you're singing about. So I'm pretty careful to what I sing about, because in case that it's gonna happen after. I'm gonna go into a little more actual music. And actual music, I don't know if that is a word in English really, or I think we use it differently, like more contemporary music. Maybe it's a better way of saying it. This one is about one time that I went to the southeast of Mexico. When we got there, it was pretty intense to feel the moon. The moon was like a very clear present everywhere, all the time. But especially on full moons. So every full moon, we start saying, "Hey, watch out, that is full moon in a couple of days," you know, to everybody to be aware. And I ask around why is like the moon is so present here, and everybody was saying that is because all that area, the southeast, like Quintana Roo, Yucatan, Merida, and Campeche, are like floating upon 250 subterranean rivers or something. So you're pretty much floating on water, and that's what the moon is doing, you know, moving the waters around. But another way of understanding water is as emotions, you know, or understanding the moon. So we were saying this, and I don't know if you, well, full moons are a lot about that, so a lot of things very intense on those fields were happening. But I don't know if you have been in Mexico, but down there, the Mexican says aguas, to say watch out or be careful. So we couldn't say watch out, we had to say aguas. You know, water, aguas. Water, that the moon is moving the waters.
Las aguas.
Anna la luna. Is the moon is around. We're gonna play one more song from Mexico, let's say. I used to have a duet with a friend. It was an improvisational thing. And a bunch of years after, I saw her promoting a song, sharing a song that she was writing. And I really like the chorus of the song. And I sent her a message, and she was basing the song in some ideas that I wrote in her kitchen wall. So I was pretty happy that I was wanting to approach to some ride together, and we were already doing it. So in that moment I was living a little southward from Puerto Vallarta, in a little place where it calls Boca de Tomatlán. Boca is mouth, so the mouth of the Tomatlán is this space where the river meet the sea and open like a mouth. Yeah. So I was living there and also thinking on the cycle of water, you know, like how no matter if it's the river or the sea or the storm, it's always water. And we are also kind of like passing through different aspects or moments in our life that we feel like that we might be different person or feel like very far away that other person that it was a lot of years ago, but we're still share some essence. This is also from the new album that is going to be out in a few months. So if you can find me online, that will be amazing. Also find the CACK that is hosting me today. Thank you very much. Thank you. los pájaros aprendan mis canciones. Friend Naomi Kapka to the stage. We have a little surprise for you and for me. Ta-da. No, it's not the surprise is not that we're gonna break gear in live, is that Naomi is gonna be playing cello on a song. I'm really happy. That is not a surprise for me, but that is a treat for me also. We have been doing some touring together. This is the second year that this happens, and I really enjoy touring with you. Yeah,
I like touring with you too.
Yeah. Yeah, sharing weird snacks that we found on the way, and mushroom picking, and all the fun stuff in life. So we're gonna play this song that is from the album Lila, because it's full moon about now. And so if you want to jump in on the bridge, you are invited. It's I don't know what else to say about the song but that. So always check the tuning, my dad says, especially when you're recording.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been another Lounge Car Session on CICK 93.9 FM. I'm your host, Megan Brady, and I want to thank Naomi and Ian for coming in. Thank you.